the Financial Sense Lifetime Income Program. Now, here's the Financial Sense News Team, Jim Poplava and John Loeffler.
May and June is graduation month, but this year's graduating class, many students may graduate with a large amount of debt. According to a Wall Street Journal article, the average student leaves college with $34,000 of debt. That's up nearly 70% from a decade ago, and 5% of students leave college with over $100,000 of debt. We're going to be talking about a new innovative program for getting a placement and moving into the job force without incurring large college debt. Joining me on the program is Cameron Sorsby from Praxis and one of Praxis's students, Mitchell Broderick. Cameron, maybe we can start out and you can talk about Praxis, what it is, what makes it unique, and the different approach that Praxis takes versus, let's say, your typical student that goes on to college, spends 4 years in college, and then gets out and tries to get a job.
Absolutely, Jim. So Praxis is a 9-month startup apprenticeship. And really, I think the radical difference between what we do and what your typical traditional college education does is the approach with college and really education in general, how people think about it, is that you need to learn, you know, steps 1 through 12 in a pretty passive mode, and that will prepare you to create value in the professional world. And then you're coming out of college, and one, students are coming out, they don't know how to create value because they've been in this passive learning mode for a very long time. And two, they don't know which areas they want to create value in. They haven't gotten any initial experience to understand what they may be passionate about or what they're particularly suited for. So at Praxis, we have the opposite approach of you need to learn by doing. And the first thing you do in our entire model is based off of, you know, through work experience, through self-driven projects, you're going to learn how to create value. And through that, you'll learn the necessary skills and knowledge that you need to gain to become more proficient over time.
Cameron, talk about this education part, because, I mean, you're taking a student raw material and you are educating them in a different way. In other words, I assume this isn't sitting in a classroom with teachers with textbooks. It's somewhat different. Describe this process of internship prior to placement into a real job.
Sure. So our model, it's actually very, very simple, although it can seem radical compared to the standards of today. But it's very simple. We have an application process, and we identify these core traits that we need to see that signal to us that someone will be successful in the program and that, you know, we want to work with them. And these are all mostly more intangible soft skills. Do you have strong verbal and written communication? Do you have strong character, good work ethic and drive? And are you able to connect with people? That's important in pretty much any role. And you don't need to be an expert in any of these areas, but you need to be able to provide evidence that you have those abilities. And we can take you and you go through our 3-month boot camp before you go into your apprenticeship, and you continue to build off that initial foundation that you have coming into the program. And then you go into the apprenticeship. And I hear this all the time in my own life outside of Praxis, successful business owners and other professionals. Almost every single person I talk to, when they speak about their young professional life, it's, I learned everything I needed on the job. And they really hone in on those first 6 months, like coming out of school in your first 1 or 2 professional jobs in a new position, you learn what you need to learn on the job. There's very few other ways to do that. And so really, we have participants jump into the process. And for some of them, it can be a little bit intimidating, a little bit scary. And that's why the program's set up in a particular way where the Praxis program has really good communication with our business partners and really good communication with the participants through our advisors and our curriculum. It's designed to help you get the most out of those 6 months. But yeah, at the end of the day, it's all based off of just jumping in, and you'll be able to learn what skills are relevant to do your job well.
Cameron, describe for me this three-month boot camp. Is it the traditional type of maybe classroom study text with maybe experienced teachers from the field that are teaching your students? I mean, what goes on during this boot camp prior to placement in an apprentice program?
The boot camp and the practice education experience overall is probably, in my opinion, in many ways, even more valuable than the apprenticeship itself. And we get that feedback a lot from participants. They kind of come to practice because they know we're going to place them into apprenticeship that will lead to a job. But once they get in their first few weeks, in their first month, they're just blown away by the education experience. And the education experience, there are 2 to 3 main components. We have 1 curriculum module that are all project-based. So in the first month of the program, and everyone's doing this remotely, in the first month, the module that you go through is building a personal brand. And they do this because in today's world, you need to be able to signal to people you want to work with or work for that you can create value. What about your past experiences? What about what you're doing now tells them that you're valuable? And there's nothing unique about a college degree. So that's not a very good source. So whether you have a degree or not, you need to go above and beyond. So the first month, for instance, everyone builds a personal website and then starts creating content based on their interests, both professionally and personally. So you log on to our curriculum portal, you go through the month 1 module, and in that module, you'll find guides on how to build a website on WordPress. And then you have access to unique WordPress themes and templates for that website that you can't access anywhere else. And then you have a bunch of examples of how these successful professionals and freelancers and startup founders, you know, built their website, and you really learn by other people's success. And then the second major component would be the practice community and advising component. So every participant throughout the entire program, they're meeting in a group discussion format, as well as one-on-one sessions with successful startup professionals. So these are typically, you know, people who are 3 to 4 life stages ahead of our participants who can, one, they can relate to them. They know what they're going through because they've gone through it successfully themselves. So it's really that ideal mentorship component. So between our curriculum modules that are extremely project-based, it's really focused on getting you to take action, not try to intake a lot of general knowledge, but start taking action, and we kind of help you develop the ability to independently learn so you can gather the knowledge that you need to build what you want. It's very purposeful learning. And then that's supplemented really nicely by our program advisors and the coaching that happens in the community, both advisor to participant and then participant to participant. It's really neat.
Cameron, a lot of the input that you use in boot camp and then also the placement of your students into apprenticeship program, did a lot of this input come from companies where they came to you and they say, we're looking for this kind of skill set, or we need this? Because I know, for example, in the manufacturing sector, there's just a shortage of qualified workers to work in today's modern factory where you're using robotics. Did a lot of input come from the employers that you work with?
Yes, and that's something we're in constant communication with our business partners that, you know, we're placing these participants into these apprenticeships, and we're learning new information all the time on what trends there are in types of positions that are in most demand at companies that we work with. We heavily place mostly in sales, content marketing, and there's always, you know, various internal operations roles that are good for that, you know, kind of jack of all trades, generalist type of person who's entrepreneurial, but doesn't know exactly what they want to do yet. And they get to experience a wide range of things. But there's a really cool aspect, the placement process, you know, where participants are connecting to these companies, interviewing with them, creating proposals. That all happens in the 3-month boot camp. So we're helping the participants learn on the fly. So an example of this is, we were just working with a participant last week, and she had a great interview with a marketing firm company that we work with. And, you know, she was really excited, came back to us, was wondering about, hey, what are the next steps after this interview that I take? And, you know, she sent a very nice professional email thanking them for the interview, which hardly anyone realizes to do. We make sure everyone understands those basic communication necessities. But the really cool thing is we helped her identify a way to create value for them up front. So they're a marketing firm, and she spent some time researching how leads were coming in onto their website. Like, how are they attracting their customers? And she found, she went to their blog on, you know, the type of their content strategy, and she decided she created an infographic for that company that they could put up on their blog that highlighted some specific information that she felt maybe wasn't highlighted nearly enough. So one, we're always in communication with companies, and they help design part of the boot camp based on the skills they want these younger, less experienced participants coming into. And then our participants are learning on the fly, you know, what do businesses want to see in entry-level candidates? And they're on the fly being able to show that.
And point out something else. As the Wall Street Journal article did on this Monday, talking about all this debt that is amassed and many students are falling behind loan, when you place your student into an apprentice program, they are actually earning money rather than incurring debt, which really makes that a radical change in the typical career path of somebody going off to school and incurring student loans and debt. In your case, your students are getting paid.
Totally. So our participants, through their 6-month apprenticeship, they're earning close to $15,000. And tuition for the program is $12,000 to $13,000 based on which payment plan they're on. And more importantly, apart from the monetary debt, our participants, they're jumping in. They're starting their careers within 9 months. You know, really, you can think about 3 months because they start on their apprenticeship. So, you know, not only are you racking up all this debt sitting in a classroom, but you're also taking at least 4 years. I think the average is 5 years for someone to graduate college. And that's something that's extremely underrated. People don't think of, but the opportunity cost of the time element is huge. So we don't have any strict principles on, you know, you can't have any debt starting your life. I think there's a lot of areas where it makes total sense to put up an upfront investment. But yeah, the way I see it, the best way to learn is by doing and creating for others. Then you should be able to serve yourself by serving others in that professional role.
Mitchell, I'm going to go to you next because you've gone through the program and I understand you are in placement. Describe for me, Mitchell, what attracted you to Praxis? Because typically most students graduating from high school go to junior college or they head off to college. How did you find out about Praxis? And describe your experience.
Yeah, Jim. So it's a little bit of a wild ride and a little bit of a story. I went to a year of college and I dropped out at the end of my freshman year because I was able to pay for the whole first year. I was studying economics, and the more that I studied economics, and I'm an autodidact, so when I realized I loved economics, I started reading, you know, on my own, book after book after book. And I came to the realization that, like, student debt was not an investment that I thought was going to pay off for what I wanted to do with my life. So I dropped out because I thought, I just don't want to go into the debt necessary. And I had actually estimated that if I went the next 3 years, it would be about $40,000 to $50,000 that I would have to go in over the next 3 years. So I thought, okay, my brother, who's 10 years older than me, is a really successful real estate agent, and I think I'm smarter than him. So if he can do it, I can certainly do it. So I got my real estate license, and I moved to Metro Detroit because I thought, if I can learn to sell real estate there, then I can do anything I want in the world. So I spent about the next year or so learning how to sell real estate, the whole goal of which was when I had enough money, I'd pay to go back to school by myself so I wouldn't have to go into debt. And I thought that'll, one, make it more meaningful, and that will basically make me take it more seriously. And so I started having success with real estate and everything else I was doing. And I had some money about a year, year and a half afterwards. And I went to, I'd actually made the call to talk to the guidance counselor, whoever it is that you do talk to, about getting back into classes. And the weekend before my appointment was scheduled, I went to this organization called YAL, Young Americans for Liberty. I went to their regional conference at Michigan State University, and I met a guy there named Isaac Morehouse, who was tabling for this company called Praxis. And at this point, I think this was his first or second conference that he was even going to, because the company was 2 months old at that point. And he was actually setting up, and I was asking about what it was. And he told me everything Cameron just told you. You know, we are a program for people who are more entrepreneurially minded, who have proven work ethic, but for whom college just isn't enough. And that really resonated with me. College wasn't enough for me. I really hated waiting through high school to start my life. So it was really annoying to wait, you know, another several years to get through college to start my life. I knew I was a wise person or a smart person and capable person. And I wasn't trying to be a doctor or an engineer. I wanted to go into business, and I was trying to figure out, you know, I just need someone to teach me. So when he made this apprenticeship concept clear to me that that's what he believed in, that small business owners don't actually care if you have a degree, they care if you know how to create value, that meant something to me. And I was sold in 90 seconds. I said, I'm doing this. He said, well, I think the place that I want you to go to is actually in Charleston, South Carolina. I think that's the best business partner that we have for you. And I said, okay, I'm moving to Charleston, South Carolina. I'm going to do this. And he said, well, you know, nobody has done Praxis before yet. You know, it's 2 months old. Our first class will start next year. And I said, even better. I believe in what you're doing. I want to be the first person to do it. And so what attracted me to it was that Praxis, just ideologically, I love the idea of creating this entity, this organization that is going against the grain and helping people to create as much value and really find out who they are and what they're good at and develop skills at breakneck speed. We don't have to spend months trying to memorize facts or years trying to memorize facts and take exams and stress about it. We spend months in the real world figuring out how to do exactly the task that we need to do. And so when Praxis actually started, I obviously applied. It's a $12,000 tuition. I had a couple real estate deals closed, so I was able to just take all that capital and put it into my tuition. And so basically, I then moved to Charleston, South Carolina in January of 2014 to work for a company called Advantage Media Group, which was a marketing company, basically a ghostwriting and marketing company. And they help people like financial advisors write books that help them to show that they're the authority in their field. And I was going to be a junior sales rep, where I basically would call on CEOs and entrepreneurs who had companies, and I would set up appointments and qualify them to see if they were qualified to write a book with us. And it was typically about a $25,000 to $35,000 price point. And so I was basically doing 20 to 30 minute calls to qualify and then teeing them up to talk to the VP of business development, who would be the closer. And I did that for the first 9 months in the program. And at the end of it, I kind of told them my position wasn't creating enough value. I didn't think it was necessary and that they should end it, but that I felt I could do the whole thing. I could be the vice president of business development and I could actually close people. And so that's exactly what I did. At the end of the program, they eliminated the position, hired me full time as vice president of business development. And I worked that from the end of 2014 up until just this last March when I left that company. My title at the end was vice president of authority marketing, and I was also selling for the ancillary company that we created with Forbes, which was Forbes Books. So through that program, I learned how to sell. I learned the concepts of authority marketing and how to create strategic marketing plans that you implement over a specific timeline, how all of the marketing pieces fall into place. And the reason I left the company was because at 24, another CEO of a company approached me and said, I'm ready to scale my company. You're the guy that I want to do it, and I'm going to make you an offer you can't refuse. And so that's exactly what we've been doing, and we will grow this company 25% in 1 month.
And were you able to cover your tuition through your apprentice program?
Yeah, so barely. I think with the balance due, I think I was notorious for sending my check in about 10 days late every single month. And I look back at it now because the tuition of $12,000, and I'm going to just kind of state a little bit of permission to be somewhat braggadocious just because I really want to promote the program here. The tuition was $12,000. And over the 3 years I spent with that company, I made just over $325,000. And so
wow,
that's a 27 times return because I was selling, you know, really high level strategic marketing. And then we ultimately moved into higher level marketing products that we were delivering and servicing. And so I was very successful. But the year that I was in it after Praxis ended, I knew the potential to make six figures. And I knew I was one of the first people to do Praxis. And so I told Isaac and Cameron, Isaac's the CEO and founder, and Cameron spent the program with me and I was working for them by then. I said, because of this, I want to make six figures the next year. And so I did that and was, you know, quite successful the following years, generating over $1 million in revenue for the business each year.
Now, Mitchell, have you spoken to your friends about your success and your pathway versus, let's say, the traditional college, get the debt, live on campus and graduate from college with $34,000 of debt? In other words, have they seen your success and asked you about it in terms of seeing what you've accomplished versus the typical college student that leaves college, in many cases, without a job with a lot of debt?
Yeah, so there are certainly a lot of friends I have spoken to about it. You know, none of my personal friends have actually applied and gone through Praxis. And I think one of the reasons for that is kind of one of those core values that Cameron was mentioning that they seek, but he left one out, I believe, which is something that I know the founder, Isaac, is really keen on. And it's just this concept of a participant should have something called forward tilt. So they can have all those other qualities, but one that they're really looking for that's intangible is this idea of forward tilt. And that's somebody who can go into a situation and make it work, or somebody who decides that they're going to make it work come hell or high water. And so not to downplay people who make very safe decisions, but people who want comfort are not usually going to be the best Praxis participant. It's people who are very comfortable getting uncomfortable that are going to be the most successful in a program like this. And that's kind of the entrepreneurial spirit. And, you know, that's kind of rare to get people who are comfortable getting uncomfortable. And so that's why I think a lot of my friends haven't done it, because it's so out of the norm that it just turns a lot of people off. It's safer to put $40,000 into a degree that you can pay off over 20, 25 years. Certainly, at least that's the argument. My personal belief is that it's absolutely not safer. If you invest $40,000, you should find a way to make that back within the next year or two.
So, Cameron and Mitchell, what would you say to prospective graduating high school students in terms of your program versus the traditional path of heading out to college and incurring large amounts of debt?
Yeah, so honestly, I encourage young people I come across to just ask good questions about, you know, how they want to approach the next 4 to 5 years of their life. And I think more and more people are asking questions about, is college worth the time commitment and the financial commitment? Now, when it comes to Praxis directly, I almost never encourage someone to do Praxis. I think they should check it out. And if it resonates with them, then they should apply. And the reason I do that is Praxis, yes, everything we've talked about, it makes Praxis seem too good to be true, to be honest. And what I want to get across is Praxis is extremely challenging. You need to be fully committed to, you know, 9 months of intensive professional and personal growth. And like Mitchell, you know, we're relocating people across the country. We don't want to worry about your specific geographical preferences. We want you to have that opportunity mindset where you kind of pass what we call the sleeping in your car test. You're willing to, you know, sacrifice a lot of comfort for your own future success. If Praxis resonates with people, they should check it out, but just know it's very challenging. And we only send the top hustlers and grinders and those that are going to be intellectually curious to our business partners.
And Mitchell?
Raising my hand for passing the sleep in your car test, by the way.
Mitchell passed it with flying colors.
What would you say, Mitchell, to the graduating high school class that is listening to this program?
So there are a couple things that I would recommend to anybody. And again, I think that Praxis doesn't need to be sold. People have to kind of sell us on why it's good for them. So that's the person who's a really good fit is the person who will go out of their way to say Praxis is fantastic. And I don't sell for Praxis or anything. But I would recommend people read two books and really get to know who they are. And those two books are Six Pillars of Self-Esteem by Nathaniel Branden and The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand, which are two books that really help people understand who they are and what they really want to get out of this life. Whether they love the philosophies inside is another thing, but no matter what, they'll be very introspective reads. And the other thing is, after reading those two books, someone who's going to college, if you don't know exactly what you want to do with the money you're investing and the degree that you're going to get out of it, I don't think college is the right decision for you to make at that point. I remember whenever I was in college, people were in their freshman year, they didn't know what they wanted to do, and I was one of them. I changed my major from political science to economics because it was the thing to do, was to go to college and figure it out. So you're told you can figure it out while you're there, which is really a damning thing to do to people. But some people are juniors and they haven't declared their major. They don't know what they want to do or how they want to use it. And they get out and they don't know how to create value for a company. And so if you don't know exactly how you'll create value for a company whenever you get out of school, then I don't think college is right for you yet. And you should take a gap year. You should do other things, work for odd companies that you can get into, and just figure out who you really are, what you actually want to do with this short time that you're here on the planet, instead of just going blindly into college because that's what you're told you're supposed to do. College is a great program for a lot of people. It certainly does educate a lot of people. You know, you want your doctor to have a degree. I want the engineers to have a degree. But a lot of people who are going into entrepreneurship ventures, a lot of people who are doing things that can be learned by a Google search and YouTube and just really being the autodidact who teaches themselves, if you're passionate about it, you can probably teach yourself exactly how to do that, and then sell yourself to a company after you build your personal brand.
Well, listen, gentlemen, as we close, Cameron, you want to give out your website, because that's probably the best place to start where they can check it out, find out what the program's all about, and learn more about your company.
Yeah, absolutely. So for potential participants, if you're interested in learning more, go to discoverpraxis.com, and you know, you can download our program guide, get in touch with someone on the team, ask them more questions, and everything you need is there. And then we're adding quite a few participants and growing quite a bit right now. So I'm doing a huge push for new companies all over the country. And if any of your listeners are interested in bringing on entry-level talent through Praxis, they can actually email me directly, and you can reach me at Cameron@discoverpraxis.com.
All the best to you, Cameron and Mitchell. It sounds like a great, great story. And once again, an alternative to the traditional path of college. And the day we're doing this interview, it's right on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, called Student Debt May Prevent Some Americans From Buying Homes. And it talks about all this massive amount of debt with many students with no jobs. So this is a great, great story to hear about. Well, listen, gentlemen, thank you both for coming on the program, and all the best and much success to both of you.
Thank you, Jim.
Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome. Well, that concludes our interview with Praxis and one of its early students. You heard about the success, and it really strikes me, this paradigm, as we've been talking about here on Lifetime Income. We'll spend a little bit more time talking further about getting out of high school, going to college, amassing a massive amount of debt. The average debt, according to the Wall Street Journal, is $34,000, up 70% from a year ago. And many students have over $100,000 of debt. And as you heard Mitchell talk about, many students go off to college, as he did, didn't really know what they wanted to be. So this is one alternative to the traditional path that has been used for so long that it's no longer working. In the meantime, well, we're out of time. We'd like to thank you for joining us here on Lifetime Income. Until we talk again, we hope you have a pleasant week.
You can subscribe to Financial Sense NewsHour in the iTunes and BlackBerry podcast libraries, or at feeds.feedburner.com/FSM. Find more information about our guests at www.financialsense.com/newshour. Friend us at www.facebook.com/financialsenseonline. For our on-the-go listeners, you can access Financial Sense on your mobile device at m.financialsense.com. The Financial Sense News Hour is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered as a solicitation or offer to purchase or sell any securities. The investments, investment strategies, and investment philosophies discussed or presented on the News Hour each involve their own unique risk factors, which are not discussed on the show. Responses to listener inquiries are based on the personal opinions of James Poplava and do not take into account listeners' suitability, objectives, or risk tolerance. Financial Sense News Hour and its parent company shall not be liable for any financial losses that result from investing in any companies profiled on or advertising with Financial Sense or arising out of the use of any material on the News Hour. Be advised that you invest at your own risk.